Today on Gardening in a Minute, chainsaw safety. A chainsaw can move up to 68 miles per hour, and its muffler can be as hot as 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Many people are injured every year by these powerful and dangerous tools. When you purchase a chainsaw, make sure it has safety features, like a low kickback saw chain, a handguard, and a chain brake. Never carry your chainsaw unless the engine is shut off and the chain brake is engaged. The scabbard should be covering the guide bar to prevent cuts. Carry the chainsaw backwards with the muffler away from your body so you don't get burned. Guidelines are posted on the website on how to start and operate your chainsaw safely. Make sure your holiday season is a safe one. For more information on outdoor equipment safety, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling pests on your indoor plants. Even when plants are kept inside, diseases and insects can affect them. When you purchase plants, carefully examine them to be sure they're free of pests. After bringing a plant home, isolate it for at least a month before placing it with other plants. Every now and again, take your indoor plants outside and spray them with a forceful stream of room temperature water, making sure you spray under the leaves. This action will remove many insects before they have a chance to become established on your plants. Many indoor insect pest problems can be controlled with insecticidal soap products available from your local garden center. Be sure you properly identify the problem before you attempt a control. Many disease and insect problems can sometimes be easy to confuse. For more information on protecting your indoor plants, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, managing fungus problems. As the weather gets cooler, plants sometimes develop fungal problems. The best disease prevention for plants is proper care. The right irrigation schedule, a good fertilizer regime, and planting the right plant in the right place all reduce the chance of diseases becoming a problem. Healthy and stress-free plants are more capable of thriving and surviving an infection. But even with the best management, plants can have problems. And diseases can spread to other plants in the landscape, so it's important that you address diseases when they occur. Contact your local extension office for help diagnosing plant problems. If you do have a diseased plant, fungicides may be recommended for treatment. Be sure to follow all label instructions. For more information about fungus problems, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting your dooryard citrus from the cold. Florida's subtropical climate makes it an excellent location to grow citrus in your yard, but the occasional freeze can cause damage to your dooryard citrus. Even so, homeowners can bring their trees through most freezes using proactive measures for cold protection. Cold protection is achieved by trapping ground heat, so use a fabric covering to drape over your plants all the way to the ground. Stake or weight the bottom of the cloth to prevent it from blowing in the wind, and be sure to remove the covering when the temperature goes above freezing. In North Florida, choose cold-hardy citrus varieties or keep your plants in containers to make them easy to protect. Citrus trees make a wonderful addition to your yard. With a little care, your trees can come through the cold weather. For more information about dooryard citrus, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, heating home greenhouses. One of the main reasons to have a greenhouse is to protect your plants from the cold. In the winter, heat loss can result in damage to your plants. There are several ways you can heat your greenhouse. The most cost-effective are natural gas and propane. For your safety and to prevent harmful gases from contacting your plants, all gas and oil systems must be properly ventilated. Use fresh air vents to supply oxygen for burners for complete combustion. Portable kerosene heaters used in homes are risky because some plants are sensitive to gases formed when the fuel is burned. How warm you keep your greenhouse depends on the crops you're growing. Greenhouse supply or construction companies can help you determine the proper size heater for your situation. For more information on hobby greenhouses, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.